rules for counter islands and bars is simple, but those people may have to learn a little something before they go out and shop. Hey, y'all, and welcome to One Designer, Two Ideas Decor Short and Preview Show. I'm Pam, your host and the redesigner here. Continuing our theme from Monday's show, Living in the Kitchen, tonight we look at seating. Monday, we talked about different kitchen designs and how those designs give us additional space to function, prepare, and sit at an island in the middle of the floor or on the outside of a gallery kitchen, better known as a parallel island. Parallel islands are usually higher, and they need higher stools. So let's talk about what we should look for while shopping for stools. Number one, the distance from seat to counter is important to comfort. If the counter, say, is 36 inches, the stool should be 25 inches high. 11 inches away should be good to be able to slide in and out comfortably and sit there without the countertop in your lap. Number two, if looks are important, backless stools look better than those with backs. But if you are sitting there for a while, and very often, stools with backs are better when it comes to comfort. If you need to rest your feet, stools with footrests may be another option to add as well. Number three, determine how many stools you'll need by measuring. Start in the middle and measure out at least 28 inches from the center of what you think may be the middle of a stool to the middle of the other stool going each direction. Number four, if you have little people, they may be sitting at the counter eating or doing homework. Maybe buying adjustable stools will be the perfect thing. Number five, protect the floors with protective caps on the bottom of the stool legs. Number six, whatever fabric or material you choose, don't forget now that there will be eating as well as homework in these areas, but make sure that when food and drink is involved, that it will be easy to clean. There will be a lot of eating going on. And number seven, shop and compare. Research and think about what you want, what you need. Don't be boxed in with design and style. Yes. Thank you for joining me tonight. I hope something said tonight was helpful. If you have any comments or questions about this or any One Designer Two Ideas show, feel free to leave them at the Facebook page. That address is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. Please join us for our full-length show on Monday, January 25th at 7:30, when we will be talking about designing a vanity. Yes. People still do have vanities, and we'll talk about those on Monday. Everyone needs one, right? Well, join me on Monday when we talk how to create one. Then we will be right back here next Thursday for another Decor Short and Preview Show. Well, this is Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. While the Decor Short may be short in time, it will never be short on substance. And everyone that's in the root and the route of this bad weather coming, take care of yourselves, be careful, and just be careful and take care of yourselves. I just wanted to add that tonight because I know that there is bad weather heading to the south and to the east and for a few of us in the Midwest. So you guys, be careful. Good night, all.